You have your Bibles this morning. I want you to turn with us, if you would, over in the book of 2 Samuel, chapter number 23. 2 Samuel, chapter number 23, and we'll try not to keep you very long today. It's such an honor. Pastor, you just don't know what an honor it is to be invited here this morning. I tell you what it is, and I praise the Lord for that. I truly do. I tell you, God is so good to us. He's too good to us, friends. I tell you, He is. I'm telling you what. But anyhow, just want to mention a few things today. Like I said, I won't try to not keep you too awfully long, but I want to mind the Lord the best I know how today. And so anyhow, God is good. He sure is. And I got to share this with you. Praise God. We got a sawmill the other day. We're sending it to St. Mary's, Alaska. Yeah. Help missionary brother Israel Warren. Amen. Brother Warren's founding a building out there, and I'll tell you what, it needs a lot of work to it. And building materials out there is just unbelievable. Just a two before is going to cost you about $10 or $15. And he was telling me, I think I'm telling you right. If I've got it wrong, the Lord forgive me. I hear so many things. But I believe he told me that to renovate that building, the building materials is going to run about $160,000 just to remodel that building. He said it's got to be redone. Said it's just been let go for so many years. And he said if we had a sawmill, you know, they've got that beetle and them spruce trees out there are just dying by the thousands. And so he said, a man has give us a whole mountain full of lumber or trees that have died. And he said, if we had a sawmill, he said, you know what, we can mill that up. He said, we could redo that whole building for less than $60,000. He said, if we just had a sawmill. And I told him, I said, Brother Warren, I said, we'll get you a sawmill. I just don't know how to get it to you. We helped a missionary up there in, can you remember the name of the place? Been 10, 12 years ago up in Alaska. And the freight was four times of what the material cost. And so he figured out a different way to do it. And so we was able to help him financially. But anyhow, I'm wondering, this sawmill is going to cost us three fortunes to get it to him. And a little while later, about two or three weeks later, he called me up, Brother Warren did, and he said, Preacher, God's worked this out. Said, there's a man coming out to visit me in April. And he said he would pick up that sawmill and bring it to me. He said, he's driving up here, and he's going to come up here and bring a pickup, and he's going to give me the pickup, and then he's going to fly back, and he'll bring that sawmill. And so we got that sawmill just a week or two ago. I'm as tickled about that sawmill sitting in our warehouse as if I just got in the lumber business. Amen. I'm plumb excited about that sawmill. Praise God. I'm tempted to get it out of the box and run a log or two through it. Amen. I'm telling you what. But anyhow, I'm excited about that. And so anyhow, I tell you, that's exciting stuff, what God allows us to do. And we're thrilled to death about that. And I'll tell you what. But anyhow, I want to read just a few verses this morning. And if you want to stand just for a moment, we won't have you standing long. But do pray for us today that God will help us. I'll tell you, we need the Lord's help. God is so good to us. But I want to read the first verse, and then we'll drop down a ways. The Bible said this, and then you'll understand why I want to hear that song again. Now these be the last words of David. David the son of Jesse said, the man who was raised up on high, the anointed of God of Jacob, and the sweetest psalmist of Israel says. Brother, I'll tell you what, David is getting up in years, and David's just fixing to cross over. And David is looking back. And David's reminiscing over days and years gone by and the things that he's seen the good hand of God do. Well, friends, I'll tell you, I've had a meeting. I'm telling you what, praise God, from what I'm hearing. Brother, I'll tell you, things have went well. And I'll tell you what, you've heard the voice of God. And God has moved in. And God's moved through. And now I tell you, you know what it is? It's left up to you to do with what you heard. And brother, I'll tell you what, God gives you some choices. But anyhow, in verse number 13, the Bible said, now David's looking back and thinking about some of the great things in his life. And he said, and three of his 30 chief went down and came to David in the harvest time in the cave of Adullam. And he said, the troop of the fifth Philistines pitched in the valley of Rephaim. And David was then in a hold, and the garrison of the Philistines was then in Bethlehem. And let us listen closely to the next few verses. And David longed and said, oh, that one would give me drink of water out of the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate, and the three mighty invite him in. Listen, I break through the host of the Philistines and drew water out of the well of Bethlehem, and that was by the gate, and took it and brought it to David. Nevertheless, he would not drink thereof, but poured it out unto the Lord. And he said, be it far from me, O Lord, that I should do this. Is not this the blood of the men that went in jeopardy of their lives? He said, and therefore he would not drink it. And these things did. And these three mighty men. Let us go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Dear Heavenly Father God, as we come to you, Lord, as humble as we know how, Father, we just come with thankful hearts today. Lord, I want to thank you, Lord God, for the wonderful choir and their singing this morning. How they blessed and stirred our hearts, God. Lord, I thank you for that. Lord, I thank you for the presence of God. Lord, it's already swept across my soul. Lord, what a blessing, God, the good fellowship. Seeing friends we hadn't seen in a while. Lord, I give you thanks for that. And God, we come today, Lord. And God, we want to lay this service in your hands today. I pray, oh God, that, Lord, you take it and use it for your glory and your honor. Dear God, that Jesus will be glorified and lifted up. Heavenly Father, we need your help today. Lord, the Bible says I can do nothing without you. And Lord, I know that this morning. And Lord, I need you, Lord, in a special way. Lord, I pray that God, you speak through these lips of clay. Dear God, I pray, Father, Lord, this service today, God, Lord, be pleased in your sight. Lord, just move. There's one here today lost. Undone without God, Lord, today would be that great day. Lord, they might be saved by the grace of God. Lord, I pray for that child of God. Lord, that's struggling today. Lord, thoughts and things are running through their mind. And God, maybe a heaviness on their heart. Lord, I pray that you'd help them today. And God, I pray that, Lord, you'd lighten that load. And Lord, give them peace. Lord, I'm asking now. And God, do a work. And Lord, we'll thank you and we'll praise you for all that you do for us. In Jesus' name and for his sake, we very humbly pray. Amen and amen. Friends, you can be seated today. But I want to say today, again, what an honor it is just to be able to come to you today. I tell you, it's a blessing to be here. It's a blessing to be at Ronda Baptist Tabernacle. It's a blessing to be in the presence of the Holy God of Heaven. Amen. Brother, it's a blessing today. I'm telling you what, to feel his presence sweep across our souls. Brother, I tell you, that's worth everything. And that's priceless this morning. But I want us to look at a few things. Brother, I tell you, David's looking back. And there's some things that he's looking back at. He's looking back at a day. Brother, I'll tell you, the enemy's there before him, and the enemy's down there in a place that David doesn't want him to be. And brother, I'll tell you what, well, David is longing and desiring a drink of water from down there at the well of Bethlehem. And brother, I'll tell you, he can remember in days gone by. Brother, I'll tell you what, when he was just famished, and he'd get him a drink of water out of that well in days gone by. Brother, I'll tell you, when he would pass by, and brother, I'll tell you, and be refreshed and by that well. Brother, I tell you, that well's being guarded. I want you to know today, we have an enemy today. And friend, you can rest assured today, and that enemy, you know what he's doing? He's standing guard over the well. He still is. Brother, I tell you, he hadn't gone anywhere. Brother, I'll tell you what, but you and I'll tell you something right now. Hallelujah to God, I'll tell you what, I remember that day when I got saved and by the grace of God. Brother, some 43 years ago, and brother, the devil telling me that it can't happen. And the devil telling me when I went to that little mountain church. And brother, I tell you what, in the Holy Ghost of God, I got a hold of my heart. And the devil telling me, well, of all places, you can't get saved here. And these people know you. But I'll tell you one thing. Hallelujah, can I say today, I'm glad, thank God. Brother, I tell you, the army of heaven broke through. Glory to God, I tell you what, and I got a drink from the well. I got saved by the grace of God. Brother, I tell you something right now. I'm glad I can look back. Brother, I tell you, on the day when God saved me by his grace, and brother, I tell you, he changed my life. Friend, I want to tell you something right now. You ought to be able to look back on your life. There ought to be a time, and there ought to be a place. Brother, I tell you, when the Lord God of heaven saved you by his grace. Oh, you listen to me today. Preacher, I don't remember the date. Who cares? Brother, that's all right. Preacher, I don't remember what day that it was. And that's all right, too. But I'll tell you one thing. Honey, you'll never forget the day when Jesus came by and he saved you by his grace. You'll never forget that. You'll never get over that. Honey, you'll never lose that. Amen. You listen to me today. Praise God. David said, I just want to tell you about a time when some mighty men broke through. And brother, I'll tell you what. And they went down there to that well. And brother, put their lives on the line. Honey, I'll tell you something right now. Brother, that day when I got saved by the grace of God, I'm glad that the Lord God of heaven withstood the forces of hell, brother, that stood against me. And brother, I'll tell you what, sitting there in that church pew and them trying to convince me it can't happen here, it can't happen to you. Friend, I'll tell you something right now. I'm glad, thank God, there's a day that I can't forget, and that day is the day when the Lord saved me. Friends, you listen to me this morning. I'm glad, thank God, I've got something to look back to. Brother, I'll tell you what, I could tell you about the day when my wife got saved. I could tell you about my son and the day that he got saved, and my daughter and my grandchildren. Oh, I could tell you about those days. But I'll tell you something right now. David's looking back, and I'll tell you these are some men that stand out in his life. I'll tell you some things that they've done. Friend, I want to ask you a question today. Brother, I'll tell you what, if God were to look back over history today, and I tell you he can. Brother, he's the ancient of days. Brother, he's from everlasting to everlasting. Brother, I'll tell you what, he's not an old man. And brother, I'll tell you what, and brother, he's not trying to fight old age or maybe his mind slipping. But I'll tell you what, if God today looked back through the pages, and brother, I'll tell you what, and pulled up your name, and brother, I'll tell you what, and pulled out your card and said, hey, I believe I'll just look it over. He hadn't forgot anything. But what if he did that and your name came up? I just wonder what God might meditate on or reminisce about and what you've done for the Lord God of heaven in your life. Amen. I just wonder what he would run across. Amen. Brother, I'll tell you what I remember. Praise God, I'll tell you, there's a man in the Bible by the name of Abraham. And brother, I'll tell you, Abraham, God told him to go in a land that he would show him. And God told him he'd build a great nation out of him. And Abraham just packed up, and down the road he went. How many times have you and I in our life, brother, I'll tell you, done something and that was just plumb out of the ordinary? Friend, I'll tell you something right now. Hallelujah to God. Brother, all because God said it was. It wasn't because man pushed us that way. It wasn't because, I tell you what, it was the thing to do. All because God said. Brother, there ought to be some times in your life you may not have met a missionary that went around to the backside of the earth. Brother, I'll tell you what, you may not have had to move out of your home and brother to do anything. But I'm saying this one thing. Brother, I'll tell you something right now. There's one time in my life I could tell you several, but I say tonight or this morning, hallelujah to God. God, there's a time, brother, I didn't come to preach on Larry Adams, but I remember waking my wife up at about 1 o'clock in the morning. One morning, God laid a man on my heart, and I was very sick. And I tell you what, I've been praying for him, and God woke me up. And my wife will tell you, I'm not easy to wake up. Brother, when I go to bed, I go into a semi-coma, I believe. And brother, I'm out of it. And brother, I tell you, it takes God just about to wake me up. But I'll tell you, I woke her up about 1 a.m. And I told her, I said, honey, would you iron me a shirt? What? I said, would you iron me a shirt? I've got to go see so-and-so. What are you talking about? It's 1 o'clock in the morning. I said, I don't care. I've got to go. And I'll tell you what, that morning, brother, I'll tell you what, she's standing there, and I felt so sorry for her, Miss Ann. She's standing there at that ironing board, and my wife, she keeps my clothes ironed up except my shirts. And she wants to press them right before I wear them, amen. And all I'm going to do is get them wrinkled to death, amen. But anyhow, I tell you what, I didn't want her fussing at me over going out of the house without an iron shirt. And so anyhow, I tell you what, she gets up at about 1:30 in the morning. She's in there at that ironing board. I'm looking at her, and I'm thinking, Lord, she would have been sleeping so good. And I woke her up. But I'll tell you right now, I don't know how to iron. And God helped me to try to iron a shirt. Amen. I'm telling you, praise God, I'll tell you, that thing would have more holes burning in it. I'm telling you what, it looked like a screen door. Amen. Brother, you listen to me this morning. But I want you to know this. I have 1 o'clock in the morning, and God's never done this to me before. Brother, I'll tell you, 1 o'clock in the morning, and this man is on my heart so strong. And so anyhow, this is what I told her. I said, listen, I'm going. She said, there ain't nobody going to be up at this time of morning. I said, well, I know that, and you know that. But I said, I know God wants me to go, and I don't understand a bit of it. I don't know why, but I said, I'm going. Anyhow, I'll tell you something right now. I told her, I said, take me about 30 minutes to get there. And I said, if there's nobody up, it'll take me 30 minutes to get there. If nobody comes to the door, and then it'll take me about 30 minutes to get back. And I should be back in about an hour. I said, we'll just see how it goes. And anyhow, I go to this man's house, and I tell you, I get up there, and when I pull down the road where he lives, there ain't a light on nowhere. Everything is pitch dark. And I'm thinking to myself, God, I don't understand this. It don't make a lick of sense to me. And I went ahead and pulled in his driveway. And preacher, when I pulled in that driveway, I saw through the front door a little flicker of light. And I'm thinking, all right, I'm finished. So I get out of the car, and I go up there, and I peck on that door ever so lightly. And brother, about that time, that curtain went back, and that man looked through that door. He opened that door, and the tears began to stream down his face. He said, preacher, I've been hurting so bad I can't stand it. And he said, I've been praying for hours. God, would you send a preacher by? Hallelujah to God. Brother, I tell you what, God, would you send a preacher by? I need somebody to help me pray. He said, the Bible said, or two would agree on one thing. Praise God, that it shall be done. And he said, preacher, I just need you to help me pray. Brother, I'll tell you what, we got in that floor, and we started praying, and heaven come down. And I finally got home about daylight, Brother Mark. Hallelujah to God. I tell you what, I want you to know today, there's times when God moves you out of your comfort zone. And God, I'll tell you, wants you. And brother, I'll tell you, how many times can God look back and say, hey, when I ask you to go, when I ask you to move, and you done it. He was right there on the spot. Honey, listen to me. Praise God, Larry Adams has let him down many a times. But I thank God I can look back, and there's a time he got me out of a dead sleep, got me out of a comfortable bed, and sent me up the road. Amen. Amen. What a blessing that is. Brother, you listen to me. Praise God. Oh, Abraham said, all right, Lord, I'll go. Brother, I'll tell you, if God were to pull your card today, brother, you've heard the preaching this week. I don't know how God spoke to you. I don't know how God's moved in your heart. I don't know how God's moved in your life. I don't know how that God's dealt with you. But I say this one thing. Hallelujah to God. It's like old preacher. They were going to Texas. Back country when Texas had the flood. And anyhow, I got such a blessing. He was telling me about him and his brother. They loaded up a trailer. I think he said about a 16, 8-foot, 10-foot trailer. And they're going down to help down in Texas because of the devastation. And he said, before we got to Atlanta, he said, we'd done had 4 blowouts. He said, we forgot all about checking the tires on that trailer. We just loaded it up. We wanted to help somebody. He said, we're down there, praise God, just outside of Atlanta. And we've had that 4th blowout. And he said, my brother's so frustrated, he's ready to pull that trailer on the side of the road and push it in a creek and just leave and go back to the house. He said, I'm just about there. And he said, here we are, traffic zooming by. People coming past us 90 miles an hour. We're right on the side of the interstate. And he said, I'll tell you what, nothing but a death trap. And we're squatted down, and our backside's pointing to the highway, and we're trying to change a flat tire. And we think we're going to die any second. He said, I looked over at my brother, and he said, listen, we're just building memories. Yeah. Hallelujah to God. Said, we'll never forget this trip. We won't ever forget. Check the tires. Check the tires. He said, don't you forget. We're building memories. You'll have something to tell your grandchildren. Praise God, I tell you what. Praise God, I guess so, Abraham. Brother, I'll tell you, just going down the road and I'm building memories. Brother, I tell you to tell his son. Brother, you listen to me this morning. What could God remember about you? What could God say? Hey, I called on him. I called on her. And she was willing to do it. They did that. And I tell you, they followed me. Brother, I tell you, these 3 men put their life in jeopardy. And I'll tell you, down the road they went. And preacher, I'm sure it wasn't easy. And they didn't have guns. They didn't set up on a hill. And brother, I tell you, like a sniper, her and pick them off. Brother, I tell you, they had swords and they had spears and they had knives, and that's what they had. And brother, you know what they had to do? And get right up in the enemy's face and say, you can live or die, but I'm getting water. Hallelujah to God, I'm going to the well, and it's up to you. I come ready to fight. And I'll tell you what, if you want to die today, and that's all right, I'm going to that well, because the king wants some water from that well. Brother, I'm going to tell you something right now. He didn't ask them to do that, but they knew that was his will. They had heard his voice. Honey, you listen to me. Hallelujah to God, I'll tell you something right now. Honey, when have you moved? Because you knew it was the will of God that you, praise God, do something that'll bring God glory and honor. Amen. You just knew it was the right thing to do. These men put their lives in jeopardy. Brother, their life was on the line. And I'll tell you, the devil's a fighting. The enemy's there, brother. I'll tell you, it's not easy. But I'm glad the Bible said, draw nigh to God, he'll draw nigh to you. He said, resist the devil, he'll flee from you. Amen. Brother, I'll tell you what, praise God. Just tell him, let him know, I'm coming through. I know it's the will of God. Let me tell you about this trip to Pennsylvania. It's hard, preacher, you just keep talking about you. I don't mean to. I probably know more about me than I do anybody else in this building. But there's a community up in Pennsylvania, very poor community. I got a call here about a month ago. I wanted to know if we could get some things up to Pennsylvania to help in this. It's a Wesleyan community. And so anyhow, I've met a few Wesleyans. I don't know an awful lot about them. But I know the ones that are up in Ferguson, brother, I'll tell you, they got a touch of God on them. I've never really took time to set one down and spend time to really talk with them, but I believe they're on the right track. The ones that we've met quite a few over in Tennessee. But anyhow, I'll tell you, I'll get off of that, but they need help. I'll tell you, very poor community, and want to know if we could help. And so anyhow, I'll tell you what, praise God. Brother, I'll tell you, we've got a truck, we've got a tractor and trailer. And Brother Mark, I'll tell you what, I want to help somebody. I prayed about that thing, and I'll tell you what, and I said, yes. I said, I'll tell you what, praise God. And we don't have to give a thing out of our warehouse. Not one thing that's been donated to the missionaries is going up there. Someone else has got everything they need. And all we got to do is go pick it up. Amen. And so anyhow, some of y'all might have seen our truck sitting up here on the side of the road a few weeks ago. The air compressor went out on it. I'll tell you, we was going down to load up. And brother, I'll tell you what, praise God, that thing quit, sat there on the side of the road. I don't know how many preachers call me. Brother, I'll tell you, seen our truck sitting just up the road just a little way. About halfway between here and the landfill. But it sat there for a couple of days before we could get it pulled in. And so anyhow, well, we finally got it to the garage, finally got it fixed. Amen. But anyhow, I'll tell you what, the most amazing thing is this. Here we were. We're going down there. And we're going to load this up. And I've got peace with God. Everything's okie-dokie. And I'm telling you, we're going to move on. And we're going to help them up in Pennsylvania. Brother, I'll tell you what, that truck quit. And I'll tell you, it was just God gave us a good place to get it off the road. I'm telling you what, if you'll see, there's a little muddy spot down there, and if it ever dries up, and I'm not sure if that's ever going to happen before I get to heaven, but if it ever dries up, I'm going to go fix that little muddy spot there. I tell my wife this morning, we came by, I said, I don't know when I'll ever find some dry dirt. I don't ever remember, I know when I'll find a dry day, but I've got to come and fix that spot where that wrecker pulled that truck out. I said, I got to get that fixed, and that gentleman was so nice. And brother, I tell you what, but anyhow, we're going to do that. And so anyhow, the truck broke down, and I'll tell you what, I called the man up that I'm going to meet, and I called him. I said, listen, the truck's tore up, we got a mechanic on the way, I don't know exactly what it is. As soon as we get the truck fixed, we'll be on over there. Well, I called him back in about an hour. We ain't getting the truck fixed. I'm telling you what, parts have got to be ordered, this thing's got to be pulled in, and things has got to be done. We're not getting to... He said, don't worry about a thing, preacher. Said, I was coming down to meet you at the warehouse, and he said, my truck broke down. I'm sitting up here on 77. I can't go nowhere. I said, well, what about that? I guess we're just not supposed to load this day. I said, another day. Amen. And so anyhow, I tell you what, another man's going to take the load. And so anyhow, praise God, we're going to get this load loaded out, and we're going to get it out of here. Praise God, I tell you what. So anyhow, this man's coming to pick up the load. And I'll tell you what, praise God, guess what happened to him, preacher? His truck broke down. And so when somebody asked me this, said, Preacher, what are you going to do? Are you still going to Pennsylvania? I said, listen, Brother Ante, and even since then, there's been another truck that broke down. And so there's three of them. I said, you know what? I said, when I prayed about that, I got sweet peace. God wanted us to help. I said, God ain't told me no different. And God's not pointing me in no different direction. And I said, I'll tell you right now, my sights is on Newville, Pennsylvania. And I said, you know what? By the grace of God, we're still going. We're going to Newville. And we're going to help them people. We've got what they need. And I'll tell you what, praise God. And so I said, we've got a driver. He's ready to go. I just talked to him on Friday. Honey, you listen to me today. Hallelujah to God. Let the devil fight. He's the devil. He ain't going to change. He's not going to quit. And I don't want to give him credit for anything. Let me tell you something right now. I'm glad the Bible said, if God be for us, who can be against us? Hallelujah to God. We may lose a little battle once in a while, but I'll tell you, Pastor, thank God, I'm glad the war's been won, and I'm on the winning side. Hallelujah to God, I'm glad today. Honey, God's in charge. Honey, we just got to keep on keeping on. We got to press on, and no matter what the devil does, let him be the devil. We'll just let God be God, amen? And brother, everything's going to be all right. Brother, we sure will. David's thinking on days gone by. Brother, I'll tell you, if God pulled your card, I wonder how what he would think about you. Brother, I'll tell you, I think about the Apostle Paul. Brother, and all the things that he went through. He's always winding up in jail. He's in prison every time he turned around. But I'll tell you, praise God, every time he got out, he just went forward.
Right.
He just went on. Amen. Brother, I'll tell you what, I don't remember hearing Paul say one time, I don't know, understand why all this is happening. Praise God. He said, I'll just glory in my infirmities. Brother, he said, praise God, they locked me up, I'll shout anyhow.
Amen.
They put me in jail, praise God. I believe I'll just shout and praise God while I'm in there.
Yeah.
And brother, the old Philippian jailer got saved. Brother, I tell you, Paul and Silas over there praying and praising God at the midnight hour. Brother, you listen to me. Hallelujah to God, I tell you what. If you're saved by the grace of God, washed in the blood of Jesus, and you know that he lives in your heart. Brother, I'll tell you what. And brother, you get that sweet peace. And brother, I'll tell you what, and that unction that moves you and motivates you, I'm glad that I've got an unction, amen. Hallelujah to God. I heard a man of God say it one time, we can't function without an unction. And I believe it, friends. Brother, you listen to me. Thank God I'm glad, and there's something moving me and motivating me and stirring me, and there's somebody in there, hallelujah, directing me. And brother, I'll tell you, and it's directing me, and brother, and putting one step in front of the other and pressing on and going with God. And David said, I want to tell you what happened in days gone by. Brother, listen to me. Thank God for days gone by. I'm glad I've got something to draw on, amen. Brother, let me tell you something right now. The pastor said something about encouragement. I want to be an encourager. I pray for that. I love telling people what God does. I sure do. I'm telling you what, I hadn't been here in a little while, but I don't know if I ever told you how we got that Freightliner truck and all that. Have I ever shared that story with you? Brother, I'll tell you what, I've got to hush here, I know. I didn't come to just tell you stories this morning. Brother, I'll tell you what, greatest story ever told is about Jesus going to an old rugged cross, dying for your sins, my sins. You and I could be saved by the grace of God, get to go to heaven one day after a while. I got a call one day. We had been up and going for about 6 years. And my wife kept telling me, said, honey, you need your own truck. We'd been hiring trucking companies, and we had two men that had been helping us, one of them using his own truck. And so anyhow, that was working just fine. My wife kept telling me, she said, honey, you need your own truck. And this is what I'd tell her. Honey, I don't want a truck. I ain't driving a big truck. And boy, I tell you, you better not tell God they ain't. I'm telling you, you're messing up. And it got a little scary. I said, I'll tell you what, we've got a 24-foot trailer. And I'll tell you, I can go through some of them big cities, praise God, and have a nervous breakdown three times before I get through it. Every time I get in one of them big cities pulling a trailer, I look over at my wife. I say, honey, did you bring any Valium with you? And we ain't never had a volume in our lives. Traffic gets bumper to bumper and I get all stressed out. And I'll tell you what, that GPS, I'll never forget Kansas City. We're going through Kansas City and GPS is telling me when I get to this intersection down here, I just go straight on through, Brother Mark. Well, praise God, they've rerouted the roads and they've done something. And I'm supposed to be over in that right-hand lane. And I'll tell you right now, praise God, I tell you, I ain't getting in no right-hand lane. Ain't nobody having mercy. Nobody don't care. My turn signals, praise God, I wanted Opal to jump out and stop traffic and say, hey, let us over. But she wouldn't hear no tell of that. And so anyhow, I had to just go straight on and go down yonder, God only knows where, and try to get back to where I needed to be. I tell you what's the truth. I was ready to drop that trailer. Praise God, and just go on and say the load's setting in Kansas. Amen. But we pull out small loads sometimes when you don't need to take the big truck. But anyhow, I'll tell you what, that happened. And so why in the world would I want to be out there with a tractor and trailer? God only knows how long it is. The trailer's 53 feet and the truck, I guess, is 20. And so you're talking about something 70 feet long. And here you're trying to go a big city and you can't even get a car over in the next lane. No, Miss Wanda, I ain't doing that. Unless God absolutely makes me. I'm telling you what. But anyhow, my wife, she said, and she started telling me this. And I'll tell you what, it's just about grounds for divorce. She started telling me, she said, I'm praying God's going to give you a truck. That's what she's saying. And I said, you hush that. I don't want a truck. Things are okay. It's going good. I don't want a truck. And she was telling me three or four times, she said, I'm praying God will give you a truck. I never prayed one time God will give us a truck. I didn't want a truck. Miss Loretta, I tell you what, I just think, well, God, you'll make me drive it. I know you will. And God, I ain't sure I can. You know, I know the Bible says I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. But this is Larry Adams. Yeah. Scared of heavy traffic. And so anyhow, I tell you what. So I get a call one day from a missionary out in Wyoming. He calls me up and he said, Brother Adams, would you come preach revival for us? I said, well, I said, I believe we can work that out. And I asked him, I said, I'd preach for him a half a dozen times, maybe more than that. And so anyhow, I said, when do you want me to come? He said, you've got to be here next week. He said, God's burdened me to death. And I said, well, let me see what I can do. I was free that next week, but I'm thinking, he called me like on a Thursday, I believe it was, or a Friday. I need you next week. And I thought, man, you know, give me time to get some things. I hadn't had no missionary out there to call me and give me that kind of a timeline. So I called him back and I said, Lord willing, I'll be there. I said, I can get a plane ticket for Sunday and fly in. I said, we'll be there. And so anyhow, I fly out there to Wyoming in that meeting. I'd preach for him half a dozen times. He had a man in his church that had this business, and he traveled in that business all the time. All the times I'd preached at his church, that man had never been there. Never. But guess who was there this week? That man. And I'll tell you what, praise God. I remember, praise God, I was preaching about little old Joseph and all that Joseph went through. Let me see if I can find this right quick. I'm not sure if I can or not, but anyhow, I see it if I never get to it. But there's a man who's been driving for us using his truck. And I'm talking about Joseph and how God puts things together. And God puts people together. Impossible for Joseph and Pharaoh to hit it off. Impossible for them two to ever meet in the terms that they met on except God. That's all they are to it. I said, God knows how to put a plan together. He knows how to bring people together. And I told him about this man that owned this truck. And that's coming down my driveway. And I'm out there in Wyoming on Thursday night. And I'm preaching about God putting things together and putting people together. And how that God works. And I'm waving this picture around, Miss Ann. And I'm telling him, I said, it's an amazing story how this man that owns that truck, Praise God, how God put us together and what God done. I said, this man was in California and called me and said, listen, God wants me to help you. His brother-in-law had told him about our ministry. God wants us to help me to help you. And what can I do? He said, it won't cost you a dime. And I'll tell you, this man had helped us for about 2 years. And then his health went downhill. His diabetes got so bad he had to go on the insulin shot. And his blood pressure shot up. And there were several other things. And he couldn't get his medical card renewed. And so therefore he lost his CDL license. And so anyhow, he calls me one day and said, preacher, I am so sorry. He said, I'll tell you what, I've lost my license and I won't be able to drive for you anymore. And he offered to sell me that truck. And I told, this is what I told him. And I told my wife this 3 or 4 times. I said, maybe someday we'll buy a truck. Right now, we've never been in debt. I don't want to go in debt. And I don't expect to go in debt. And I tell you what, I said, praise God, I said, maybe in a year or two, but not now. I told that gentleman this very thing. I said, listen, I said, he offered me this truck at a great deal. I'm telling you what, practically giving it to me. But I told him, I said, I don't have the money and I don't feel like I ought to be in debt. And so I'm not buying it. And so it's almost a year went by. And there was a good long time went by. And then I get called to preach this revival meeting out there in Gillette, Wyoming. I go out to Wyoming that Thursday night. I'm waving that picture around how that God put me and this driver together. I said something like this, how I'm going to miss that truck coming down my driveway. I said, it'll never come down my driveway again. And I said, I'm going to miss it so bad. And that night after service, a young man about mid-30s walked up to me and he said, preacher, he said, would you like to have a truck? And my Larry Adams ain't got a lick of sense. I'm just saved. I figure he's trying to sell me one. And I looked at him, gave him the same answer I gave that man and my wife. I said, well, we've never been in debt. I don't want to go in debt. Maybe in a year or two, but right now, we can afford one. And so anyhow, preacher, I want you to know what a gracious, wonderful God we've got. And so I left that pitcher laying right on the pulpit. He walks up and gets that pitcher, and he comes right back down. He said, how would you like to have that truck? That truck's in Granite Falls, North Carolina. And he's in Gillette, Wyoming. And this ain't making a lick of sense to me. And I looked at that man and I said, well, sir, I hate to tell you, but I said, that truck's done been sold. He said, I know it. I bought it. He said, I just flew 2 men to North Carolina. They just got back with it. And he said, tonight God told me to give you that truck. Glory to God. Brother, I tell you, we're still driving that truck, still running that truck. Hallelujah to God. You say, preacher, do you drive the truck? Of course I do. Praise God. They bring it to the house and they park it up at the garage. I pull it down to the barn and I wash it up and I pull it back up to the garage. Amen. Yes, sir, I drive that truck. I probably drive that thing 50 yards or more. Amen. Brother, I tell you what, if it needs a little something I can do to it, I'll do that. Brother, I'll tell you what, I don't even need CDLs, but I drive that truck. Amen. Brother, if we got it down at the warehouse and needed it around to the other side, you know what, I get in that truck and I'll drive it around. Amen. Brother, I want you to know something right now. What a great and a mighty God do we serve. Hallelujah to God. I tell you what, send me all the way to Wyoming just so he can give me a truck that I've been wanting all the time. Hallelujah to God. I tell you what a good God we serve. Oh, friends, you listen to me today. I'll have you to know, glory to God, I can look back and I can see where the good hand of God has met our need and took care of us. And brother, I'll tell you, and God's given us drivers and that has been driving for us these years. And brother, what great men he's given us. Honey, listen, we even had one driver get saved in that truck. Amen. Hey. He sure did, right down in New Mexico. He called me up one day and he said, preacher, do you have to be baptized to get saved? And I said, just hang on a minute. And I got my Bible and I read to him. I said, don't think so, do you? I said, praise God, being born again is not being baptized.
You're right.
I said, if you get saved, you'll want to be baptized.
That's right.
But I said, you don't have to be. I said, I'll tell you, that's just showing the world. And I'll tell you, he called me back in about 15 minutes. Holy Ghost of God, he climbed right in there with him. And in 15 minutes, he called me back. Rich, I just want to tell you, it just feels so good to have Jesus in my heart. He said, I just got saved. And I said, where are you at? He said, I'm on 40, fixing to go into Texas. And he got saved in New Mexico.
Amen.
Brother, hallelujah to God. Brother, I'll tell you what a good God we serve. Amen. Friends, you listen to me this morning. Praise God, old King David's looking back. Brother, I'll tell you what, this is one of his last statements. And brother, what he's looking back at is seeing some great things that God had done in his life and some great people that God had put in his life. Well, friend, I want to tell you something right now. Praise God, run the Baptist Tabernacle Church or your church or your family or people around you. Brother, I'll tell you, can they look back and say, hey, I'm glad that God put Buck or Bill in my life. I'm glad that God put Jane or Jill in my life. I'm glad that God sent them my way. Hallelujah, they've helped me. They've encouraged me. Hallelujah, they've been a friend when I didn't have a friend. Hallelujah to God, I tell you, when I was wore out, and they encouraged me. Brother, I tell you what, when I felt like the world had fell in on me, and they helped lift it off of me. Hallelujah to God, let me tell you something today, friends. Brother, I want you to know, if people look back, if God looks back on your life, what would God have to reminisce about and talk about that you had done? Brother, I tell you, God wants to use every one of us. Every last one.
Yes, sir.
How many of y'all ever knew Burl Fall? Burl Fall. Excuse me. Burl Fall. He was my neighbor for several years. My friend for more years than that. Burl Fall one time, he didn't know he was a logging man. He about cut his thumb plumb off one time. And Burl's in the hospital. I went over to see him. And he asked me this question. He said, preacher, I got a question for you. He said, why did I about cut my thumb off? He said, was it for some sin that I'd done? Y'all probably heard me tell this story from up at Gordon. And I said, no, Brother Burl, if it had been for sin, God said the wages of sin is death. I said, God would have got, you'd have been killed.
That's right.
If it had been for some sin you'd
That's
done.
Right.
And I said, I don't know why you about cut your thumb off. You've been running a chainsaw a long time. Y'all had your thumb out of the way. He said, well, I know that. But he said, have you got a good answer for me? And I said, no, I don't. So anyhow, a few days later, Burl's over there for a good while. They had to reattach that thumb. And I went over there. And brother, I saw him. And he's all dressed. He's standing in the doorway there in his room. And I said, Brother Burl, how you doing? I'm doing fine. I said, I'm fixing to go home. Did you ever come up with a reason why I about cut my thumb off? And I said, no. I don't know why you about cut your thumb off. But I said, I'll promise you this. God's got a reason behind it.
You're right, right.
God knows all about that.
Right.
And I said, I'll tell you, if you want that question answered, you're just going to have to wait and ask God when you get there, I reckon. Well, I see old Burl a day or two later. And this is what he told me. He said, that day you came by and I was fixing to go home. He said, there's a little old nurse in there. I said, she was the sweetest thing. Said she was so good to me and just trying to take such good care of me. And said she came by and I was standing in that door. And he said, I realized I had never asked her if she is saved. He said, she was such a nice girl. He said, she got saved right there in the doorway. I said, glory to God, that's worth cutting your thumb off. He said, yeah, I'll cut the other one off, praise God. He said, if I could just get somebody saved, amen. I said, I'll tell you, isn't that amazing how God operates? Friends, you listen to me. If God was looking back over your life and God was reminiscing over you and your name came up, I wonder what God would be able to say that you had done in following Him and listening to Him and being obedient to the Holy Ghost of God as He's moved in your heart and life. Friends, I'll tell you something today. There ought to be some times and places in our lives, brother, I'll tell you what, when we've just dropped everything, brother, I'll tell you, and said, God, I'll just go with you. God, I'll follow you. Brother, I'll tell you something right now. Praise God, God, I'm just going to listen to you. I don't care what society says. I don't care what, praise God, the public says. It doesn't make any difference. I'm just going to go with God, and I'm going to listen to God. And I'll tell you what, there ought to be some times in your life, brother, I'll tell you what, you've heard the voice of the King of Glory and you've purposed in your heart and made your mind up. I believe I'll just follow Jesus. Amen. I believe I will. Friends, I'm just going to hush right there. I've rambled and scrambled around. I'm telling you, I got some notes. I never have learned in all these years how to follow them. I never have, and maybe someday I will. But that's okay. I'll tell you what, I don't apologize for God. I don't. I apologize for me any day of the week, but not God.
That's right.
But friends, as we stand to our feet and ask the pianist to come.